Looking for stories about Black culture, Black news, all Black everything? Then listen and subscribe to the podcast Beyond Black History Month. From influential newsmakers like Soledad O'Brien.
I try to use Twitter to explain, this thing is not good, but let me explain to you why it's not good. And let's talk about what framing is.
To why Game of Thrones fans can believe in dragons, but not a Black Targaryen. Or Valyrian, technically. Find Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, week four NFL picks. Zach Gelb, Jersey Jerry here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Jersey Jerry joins us, of course, from Barstool Sports. Jersey Jerry, how you been, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Zach? How's everything, brother? I'm doing great, man. I can't complain, you know. A couple more days till the NFL. Week four, I'm excited. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend, but I would be more excited for you because you're going to the Steelers game if we had Zach Wilson going up against Kenny Pickett instead of Zach Wilson going up against your pal Mitch.
I'll tell you what, Zach, the more I do this show with you every week, the more and more I say to myself, you know what, Zach is right. Zach
yes!
is right. Listen, it was never Mitch. let's call a spade a spade. It was never Mitch. It never will be Mitch. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is.
I tried to tell you. He's Mitch Trubisky for a reason. You just weren't willing to listen at the time, Jersey Jerry.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen enough. I've seen enough. I think the experiment is done. You pull a Band-Aid off. You let the rookie go out there and see what he can do. You know what I mean? Give him some in-game experience against some of these tough teams you got coming up. You know, after the Jets, the Bills, then, you know, a couple more games. We got the Saints. You know, some tough defenses, Eagles, Dolphins. So, you know, get the young guns some experience against some pretty good defense. I got no problem with it. I really don't.
Where are your seats for this weekend, by the way?
First row. Very, very first row Steelers sideline. I'll be on the field as well for pregame.
Oh, so you could be chanting Put and Pickett before the game.
Oh, yeah.
So if you see Tomlin before the game, are you going to look at him and say, Coach, I love you. It was always Mike Tomlin, but now it's time to go to a little Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was an instance a couple weeks back, more than a couple weeks, I'd say, about a month and a half back. I was to a preseason game, and I seen Omar Khan, the GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was walking in the tunnel, and I stopped him. I said, Omar, listen, any money left over to bring AB back?
That's a good line.
Like, crazy eyes and just started dying laughing.
He was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I might say something to Tomlin. I haven't decided yet. You know what I mean? Me and Mike don't have that kind of relationship. But I might just say, hey, Mike, hey, what's done is done. Let's pull the Band-Aid off. Time to go. Time to win some football games. Push the ball downfield.
You got to start somewhere. I think it would be a good first impression, and I'm sure he would appreciate the opinion and probably not listen would be my guess.
Exactly.
All righty, let's get to the picks. I'm finally on the board. I'm one game back of you now, so you're still in the lead, so I'll let you go first. What are you going with?
My underdog play, I'm going to be taking the Ravens over the Bills. I think Lamar is just destined to have a crazy, crazy year. Kind of similar to what you're seeing with Aaron Judge, you know, bets on himself. And you know, the Yankees are going to have to pay him a boatload more money. You're going to see that with the Ravens this year as well. Should have paid the man what he wanted because now, guess what? Price went up. Lamar is showing people this year he ain't playing games. I know it's early, 3 weeks into the season, front runner MVP. He looks very, very good. I'm going to go with Lamar. Listen, I think this Ravens team is going to be pretty good. Definitely, I think they're going to make the playoff. I would hate to play this kind of team in the playoff. For me, this game, I think it comes down to a quarterback duel. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Lamar, I'm starting to realize, you know what? Maybe Lamar Jackson is really, really good. And I'm just a Steelers fan who hates the Ravens. But now I'm starting to realize this guy's good, man. And this team is pretty good. Give me the Ravens plus 3.
Yeah, this one was a stay away for me because I think we're just going to get a whole lot of points between the Bills and the Ravens, and it may come down to which team does have the ball last. I'll give you my underdog. Man, I know Vegas is begging me to take this team, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to take them anyway and just rely on the fact that they're the better team, and this 49ers team is looking like a mess right now. The Rams are getting a point and a half. Yeah, plus the point and a half for me with the Rams on Monday Night Football.
Okay, no problem. I like it. For me, I'm going to go with, I can't believe this line went all the way down to 9 points. I'm going to go with a Sunday afternoon game, the Green Bay Packers over the Patriots. Packers minus 9. They opened up, I think, about minus 10.5. I've seen some other lines, minus 11. It's down to minus 9 right now. Listen, I just think the Patriots offense is abysmal. I don't think they can move the ball. They're really not great, super great on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers this week, minus 9 for the Packers.
Yeah, this is a lock. The only way that the Patriots can cover the plus 9.5 points, you said 9, so yeah, let's go with 9, is if LaFleur just feels bad for Belichick because they're beating him down in this game so much. I do not think this is a good spot for the Pats. No Mac Jones of the game. And Belichick just doesn't care about offense these days with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running the crew. I did not pick that game, but you did, so I think it's a great pick. I'm going Chargers. I know they're banged up, but they're playing the Texans. I can't trust Davis Mills. Justin Herbert is now a full participant in practice. I saw that today. So I'm going the Chargers laying the 5 points, going to Houston and taking down the Texans big.
Awesome. I know we usually do one underdog play, but I'm going to go with another one. I'm going to go with the Commanders plus 3.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. I think, you know, everybody's super high on this guy, Cooper Rush. You know, he throws a great ball. There's people saying in the media, this guy's better than Dak Prescott. Everybody's really, really high on the Cowboys. But I'll tell you what, this is just what the Cowboys do. They lose games like this. So I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think the defense gets home. I think it's a pretty low-scoring game. And Carson Wentz pulls a couple tricks out of a hat, and he wins the game. So I think the Commanders are going to win, I'm going to play it safe and go with the plus 3.5.
My final pick here, I don't think I've bet in favor of this team in at least 3, 4, 5 years, somewhere around there. But I'm picking them this week, and I feel good about them. I don't think it's going to be a clean game, but I think they're going to find the way to win this game by more than 3 points. The Bears stink right now. I'm not a big fan of Daniel Jones, but he'll run the football, and Saquon is the best player on the field in this game. I'm taking the Giants, Jersey Jerry, laying the 3 points up against the Bears. So
awesome. I love it, Zach. I love it.
The picks this week, I take the Rams plus 1.5, the Chargers minus 5, the Giants minus 3. Jersey Jerry goes with the Ravens plus 3, the Commanders plus 3.5, and the Packers minus 9. And I saw something on social media right before we brought you on, Jersey Jerry. You did a Barstool Sports Advisor this week. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yes, I did. I filled in for Dave this week. You know, Dave is too busy dealing with some tax issues. He fled down to Florida with the hurricane. Probably one of the worst times to head down to Florida if you watch the news recently. So I don't know what's going on with Dave. Listen, he took a flight back to Miami. He'll be in Miami for who knows when. Filled in for Advisors this week. It was electric. Hopefully you tune in. It was a really great show with Stu and Big Cat.
Well, I love Stu, and I know Stu pretty well. Here's the big question. Did he kiss you this week?
No kisses worked. He tried. There was no kisses exchanged this week. I promise you that.
So no funny business. Anyway, safe trip. Enjoy the game in Pittsburgh this week. Hopefully your Steelers go get a win.
Hey, thanks, Zach. I'll look forward to next week, okay, brother?
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Charlie Puth.
I just surround myself with my family. And if you don't really have a big family, just surround yourself with some of your closest friends. And it's pretty amazing how other people can lift one up just from their energy alone. Mental health in general is not to be looked down upon. It's a very serious thing. And it's important that your mind is healthy just as much as your body physically is healthy.
More at imlistening.org. Talk saves lives.
Looking for stories about Black culture, Black news, all Black everything? Then listen and subscribe to the podcast Beyond Black History Month. From influential newsmakers like Soledad O'Brien.
I try to use Twitter to explain, this thing is not good, but let me explain to you why it's not good. And let's talk about what framing is.
To why Game of Thrones fans can believe in dragons, but not a black Targaryen. Or Valyrian, technically. Find Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Katy Perry.
There's a lot of natural tools to be able to use to combat depression and anxiety. You know, I do things like meditation and conversation with other friends. We've all had to face a lot of things. I do believe that you can get through it. It's not always easy, but you can.
More at imlistening.org. Talk saves lives.